This is KLCC News. I'm Ani Katz. Coping with a global pandemic has been new territory for all of us. The unknown is scary, change is hard. To preserve public health, we've made drastic changes to work and daily life. And now, even as we've learned to adapt, we're asked to change our behavior again. Therapists say all this can take a toll on mental health. In these stressful times, KLCC's Tiffany Eckert discovered there is help out there.
Pre, mid, and post-pandemic. It's a sort of timeline some mental health professionals now consider when treating people. For example, before anyone ever heard of novel coronavirus, clients would come to the Community Counseling Center in Eugene to talk about problems like
relationship issues, difficulty with work, difficulty with sleeping, weight or body image issues, past trauma.
When the global health threat became a local reality, clinical program manager Nassim Calabrese-May says therapists noticed some clients' symptoms worsened and many requested more therapy.
We have about 100 clients that we see during the year, and those numbers have definitely gone up as we've gone into this period of social distancing and the fears and the anxiety around the COVID-19.
Sitting down with a therapist to talk about your feelings may seem like a luxury to some. But Calabrese-May says the Community Counseling Center was founded on the belief that therapy should be accessible to all.
We are there for those who can't afford their copays or their deductibles, or they're just not able to have insurance for whatever reason.
The nonprofit has been seeing clients out of the same building on Coburg Road for 42 years. They operate on a sliding fee scale. Sometimes, Calabrese-May says they don't charge anything for services.
All of our therapists are volunteers, and so you're getting a therapist who is out in the community, who is licensed or under supervision, and dedicating a few more hours of their precious time and resources to providing the service to our community.
Licensed psychotherapist Patricia Hasbeck splits her time between a private practice and volunteering at the CCC. She's also board president. She's seen the shifts in mental health over the last months.
Probably the most common emotion I'm seeing in my practice related to the pandemic is anxiety.
Now conducting therapy sessions via telehealth and online, Hasbeck says her clients talk about fears for their physical health and just staying above water.
Financial concerns, particularly if they haven't been able to work. And for folks who have been able to work, they've had to make the transition to working from home. For some of those, it's been challenging with technology systems, role overload in juggling work and kids and homeschooling.
Mid-pandemic, Hasbeck is concerned about another mental health threat on the rise.
When we feel out of control of our lives, depression can really surface.
In counseling, Hasbeck suggests coping strategies like deep breathing, getting out in nature, and limiting COVID-19 news consumption. Those who do catch the news hear about Oregon's plans to reopen and loosen social restrictions. After months of isolating and distancing, things are going to change again. Calabrese-May likens the process to going to war.
We are all soldiers. We're all doing our part. We're trying to flatten the curve. And so we stayed home, right? And we sang from the balconies and we sewed masks and we did all these courageous things that we could do and changed our lives around. And we rode the adrenaline for a long time. And now the order's lifted.
She says therapists wonder what this may look like from a mental health standpoint.
Because a lot of times you don't have the trauma of war until you come home.
Post-pandemic life is on Hasbeck's mind too, but she warns against thinking that things will go back to normal anytime soon.
I attended a webinar conducted by Science Magazine last week, and one of the speakers paraphrased a great quote by Churchill, "We are at the end of the beginning."
Wherever we are in this pandemic, Hasbeck wants folks to know mental health professionals are there to help, even if virtually for now. She encourages us to seek support because everyone deserves someone to talk to. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.